Penguin Random House Audio presents The Office of Historical Corrections, a novella, and stories by Danielle Evans. Read for you by Jonice Abbott Pratt, Nicole Lewis, Brittany Presley, Shayna Small, January Lavoy, Adinrale Ojo, and Janina Edwards. For Dawn Valore Martin. We know, in the case of the person, that whoever cannot tell himself the truth about his past is trapped in it, is immobilized in the prison of his undiscovered self. This is also true of nations. We know how a person, in such a paralysis, is unable to assess either his weaknesses or his strengths, and how frequently indeed he mistakes one for the other. James Baldwin. I am accused of tending to the past as if I made it, as if I sculpted it with my own hands. I did not. This past was waiting for me when I came. Lucille Clifton.
Happily Ever After. When Lissa was 7, her mother took her to see the movie where the mermaid wants legs. And when it ended, Lissa shook her head and squinted at the prince and said, "Why would she leave her family for that?" Which for years contributed to the prevailing belief that she was sentimental or soft-hearted, when in fact, she just knew a bad trade when she saw one. The whole ocean for one man. Not that she knew much about